So let's just go over quickly the Gemara we learned yesterday. In the Mishnah it said, Mishabo Baderech, Vachosh Chaloi Vayamakir Ilo Negeder, Vahomar Shvisosi Tachtov, Loi Omaklum. He wanted to be Koine Shvise underneath a Ilon, and he didn't specify where he should be Koine Shvise. This is a vague Kinyin Shvise, Loi Omaklum. Shvisase beikrei, if he said shvisase beikrei, mahalach mimokrim raglov, vadikrei alpayim amo, mikrei vadbeisei alpayim amo. If he specified where he wants his kinyan shvise, then he can walk 4,000 amos. Nimitza mahalach mishachsheicha arboas alofim amo. So the Gemara said, mai loy omaklum, omar rav loy omaklum kol iker, dafilu letachtov shel ilon loy motzi ozil, he cannot even go Letachtov Shalilon. Not only he can't call the Beisai, he can't call the Tachtov Shalilon. Ushmuel Oma Leoma Klum LeBeisai. Leoma Klum, that this Kinyan Shvisa will not enable him to go to Beisai. Aval Letachtov Shalilon Motzi Ozil. He's allowed to go Mimokim Raglov at Tachtov Shalilon. Benacht, Menase Tachtov Shalilon Chamar Gomel. Gamal, bolim doid min atzofin, moididin loy min hadorim, bolim doid min hadorim, moidim loy min atzofin. So let's just go see Rashi on the Gemara, because we're up to the Lishnachin in Rashi. Leoma aklum kol iker, so Rashi says, v'lo yozuz mim koyme. According to Rav, he stays there. Sherei b'mokim raglov ein loy shvise. Sherei oker date v'liboy mikam. He had no intentions of being koyne shvise where he was standing. The tachas ilonami lekoneshvise underneath the ilon. He also wasn't koneshvise. The loisayim. He did not specify which area he wants to be koneshvise. Avol pisha kol tachtov shal neife ilon l'seichal payim amo l'mokim raglov. Even though the complete tachtov of the ilon is in his alpayim amos, so anywhere in this tachtov he could have been kainishvise. Vashin in time of the Rav lekamon, hoyo v'loy pirish eze dalad amis bochaloy betachtov shalilam lav shvise. Since he didn't specify where he wants to be kain of the dalad amis, he just said vaguely he wants to be kain of betachtov shalilam, so that that is not a kinyan shvise. Ushmuel oma loy oma klum lebeisoy, avol letachtov shilam motzi ozel. Lekama meforish, tachi oma leshmuel, lemilsei, Shmuel is speaking about kegoin dekoi kol neife shel ilon besoich alpayim lemekoim raglo. That the whole neife of the ilon is in alpayim amis from where he is standing. The whole dalet amis atanoisein leshvises tachtov, any dalet amis you will give him leshvises tachtov, kulon ruyesloi, the all roi for him. Hilkach, lebeisoy, so he could really be kaine shvisa any place tachtov shalila. Hilkach, lebeisoy liyomaklum. Why lebeisoy liyomaklum? Da beisoy rochik me ikroy alpayim. The bayis is rochik me ikroy alpayim kedetoni b'masnisen. Me ikroy vad beisoy alpayim. V'shemo hu bochaloy arba amis harishoyne shetachas ilon. Maybe he was boicher the first Dalet Amis Oison Shel Tzidoy. Those are that are on his side. Umishamat Beisai, and you start measuring from there. From the beginning of the Noif, Yesh Yoisa Mi Alpayim, Kol Reichiv Noif HaIlon. There's more than Alpayim. Kol Reichiv Noif HaIlon means, as we'll see in the picture, Perish Chai, that means the whole area from Dorim till the Iker. That if from the Iker to his bayis is alpayim amo, so this knife from the beginning of the knife till the Iker, this is more than alpayim. Kol reichiv neichila, avol tachtav shalilim, but to go the whole tachtav shalilim motzi also the memonav shech. Kol dalad amish atenoisin loy, any dalad amish that you'll give him, neisin loy tachtav leshvise neisnis admokim raglov alpayim amo. Wherever these Daladamis are, he can get back to his Mokim Shvisa. So he has Alpayim Amo. Because we said from the Tzofen side to his Raglov is Alpayim Amo. The whole Tacht of Shalilam on both sides is Alpayim Amo. ונעשה תחתיו של אילון, רויכב נטייס נויפה של אילון, אם הוא רוחב חוף אילם את עמה, נעשה לו יחמה גמל, כלומר מוישכוי לכאן או לכאן. בו לימדויד מן הצופן. If he wants to measure מן הצופן. בסויף נטייס הנויף, לצד ביסי אלפיים, כדי שיגיע לביסי. He wants to measure from there, and in order he should be able to go to Beisai. Is moidedim loy min hadorim. Ba'oimer, shema arba rishaynoi shol tzad raglov bochaloi. Maybe you are boicher, the first four arba amois, that's facing your raglai, where you are mide. Tachas ilo. Umisha moidedim loy alpayim, and from there will be moided alpayim. Lebeisai. I think the Vov is a guy's. V'nimtza rochek shloishim amma. So comes out, he's rochek shloishim amma from the bayis. Now, I think this picture in the Peirish Chai is wrong. In the picture, it has that there are 30 amis from Dorim to Tzofen. I think there are 60 amis. From Dorim to the Iker is 30 amis, and from the Iker to Tzofen is 30 amis. So therefore we'll understand Rashi very well. So Rashi says, from the Iker to the Tzad, to the Bayis, that's Alpayim Amo. So Rashi says, if you'll start being moided from the Tzad Tzof, to the Tzad Dorim, will be 30 amis off. So we see from the Tzad Dorim to the Iker there are 30 Amis. That's the way it says in the picture, in the Peirish Chai. Yeah, v'nim tzerochik shloishim Amis. Bo limdoid min hadorim midalet Amis rishoynes alpayim letzad raglov. He wants to go backwards. Kedei sheyuchel lachzer la'achrov mimokim raglov shloishim Amis. He can go back shloishim Amis. Is moided in loy min atzofen. Shemo daladame shel soife ilon letzad beisei bochaloi. Maybe daladame shel soife ilon letzad beisei bochaloi. Maybe he was boichem letzad tzofen. Misham admokim raglov, and from there, from the tzad tzofen admokim raglov, yesh lo yapayim. Ben yochel arze la'achav afilopsiyah. Because from Mokim Raglov to the extreme Tzad Sofen is exactly 2,000 Amen. Yeah. Avol, Misham and Mokim Raglov Yeshlo Paim, Yechalach Zalach Vafilopsi. Avol, Arbo Alofim Yeshloi. Yizicha has 4,000 Amis. Me Mokim Raglov Litzad Beisoi. Pochesh Loi Shimamo. Less than 30 amas mimonavshech. That is ziches. Wherever he was kainish vise, underneath the knife ilon, ziches has 4,000. Ziches was kainish vise there. Wherever was kainish vise, he has the 4,000 amas minus the 30 amas. Tzad beis epoch shloishim amas mimonavshech. Hamokim roichav ilon umafsi b'nei shloi pirish. And the Reichev O'ilam, that's that he loses because of the Chamagam. That's what we were up to yesterday. Lishna Achine. Now Rashi brings a second Loshen. He says, according to the first Loshen, Shmuel holds Yizicha Koine Shvise Tachas O'ilam. Exactly where the Tzad Sofen, the Tzad Dorim, that we don't know. So Memele, he loses out 30 Amis. But Al Koponim, but Al Kaponim Zicha has Alpayim Amma. He has 4,000 Amas. Lishnachin Shmuel Omaloi Oma Klum Lebeisoi She'ein Loi Min He'ilon Letzad Beisoi Klum. He doesn't have, he can't go from the Ilon Letzad Beisoi Klum. Avol Letachtov Shel Ilon, underneath the Ilon Motzi Ozo. The Kosova Shmuel, the Koneloi Shvise Bebeis HaMekaymes. There's a Sofik where he's Koine Shvise. Hoyel v'loisayim dalad hamoisev. Since he did not say where his dalad amis are, ein loy mokim hamayuchet. So he doesn't have a mokim hamayuchet. Loy tachas ha'ilon, not underneath the ilon. V'loy b'mokim raglov. Ela oikan. That means there's a suffix, is he kind of shvise underneath the ilan is the kind of shvisa b'mokim raglo. Umimon efshech alpayim shemimokim raglo v'at ilan yeshlo. Umimon efshech he has alpayim amo. Because of his kind of shvisa b'mokim raglo. So Mameli has alpayim amo to the end of the ilan. If he's kind of shvisa by the ilan, so he has alpayim amo to where he's standing. But then when he goes to Tachas Ilam, Nasa loy chamagamo. Bolim did loy minatzof, vaymin ilam lebeisai, maiden loy minadorim imokim raglov. Let us look at picture 37. That means he only has from mokim raglov to the end of the Ilam. He wants to be limded loy minatzof and ilon lebeisai moiden loy minadorim mimokim raglov. So we're moided mimokim raglov. That's where he's standing. Bo limded mimokim raglov. He was kainish shvisadek de lachza laachav alpayim moided loy min ilon. Ze shamati. So Mamela, so according to this pshat, according to Shmuel, he only has 2,000 amis, and the svar of these 2,000 amis is, we don't know who was kainish shvisa tachas ilon, or was he kainish shvisa b'mokim raglo. So Mamonav Shech, he has these 2,000 amis. V'yesh tshuveis v'gimgumim yoyser midai. Lefi loshna shas, say the loshna gemara shver v'hiluchin. The mahalach of the gemara is also shver according to this pshat. Chod the komishayil, the gemara asks later, my time with the rav. What is the svara of rav that rav says he doesn't have anything? Havelishliyet tvei time with the shmul. The milsed the rav mistava tvei. Rav is very understandable. The b'mokim raglo v'rotzaliknois. So he wasn't kind of shvisa there. He didn't specify where he wants to be kainish visa. So Rav isn't so difficult to understand. What's the svar of Shmuel? If you could be kainer without being mesayim, the mokim shvisa, likni hosa. V'ilav kniyahi, and if he's not kainer, likni loy hoche v'loy hosa. The Hakan Lairotza Liknais. He didn't want to be kind. But Fulu Rabbi Yechanan Ben Nuri Laikoma Elachevtsei Hefker or Yosham. There was no Beferish Gili Das. You don't want to be kind. Abu Zesha Oma Beferish. Ain't he Raitza Liknais Kan? Aich Yikna. How could he be kind over here? So the Gemara should have asked, what's Pshat and Shmuel? So I found in Goyin Yaakov, and that's what the Tosis Rid also wants to say, we'll see Tosis Be'emes mentions a similar svara, that Be'emes and that what he didn't want to be kind of shviset b'mokim raglov, that was because he was under the impression that he could be kind of shviset tachas eilon. So therefore, he didn't want to be kind of shviset here. But if he can't be kind of shviset there, the mice according to Shmuel, according to the second shot is like this. Shmuel is mesupik. Can you be kind of shvise in even though you weren't mefaret exactly where tachas ilum you want to be kind? You weren't mefaret where your dalad amis are. Could you be kind of shvise there? Or do you need a biru? You have to be mefaret. I want to be kind of these dalad amis. That was Shmuel's sophy. But Rav held for Dover Porsche, you can't be kind of Shmuel's was mesupi. So Mamela, but this Shmuel did hold. Shmuel held that if he won't be able to be kind of tachas ilon, he wants to have a mokim shvise b'mokim raglov. So memeila, so therefore it's a sofik. Rashi is a kasha from Rav and Shmuel. Rav held such a svore that here Yizicha doesn't want b'choloy. Good, that's Rav's svore, but Shmuel didn't know that. Shmuel held that he's only against this mokim if he can be kind of shvisa tachas ilon. If he can't be kind of tachas ilon, so malo lotzor azoyz. So this is lachera shtikol peretz to fend for this kash. Oid, my nase tachtav shel ilon chamol gomol. It's not a tachtav shel ilon. Hochi boile lameimu, shmulom hareze chamol gomol. That means the two mekoymes that are moishechem is the mokim raglov and the tachas ilon. Not tachas ilon is a chamol gomol. According to the first pshat, the whole shayla is the tzvoyne shel ilon, the doymai shel ilon. But according to this pshat, the dvorim ha-moishechem is tachas raglov and the mokim ilon. Va'oid mai min ha-tzofen o min ha-dorim that bolim did min ha-tzofen moidid in loy min ha-dorim bolim did min ha-dorim moidid lo min ha-tzofen b'mokim echad yesh loyma mitzvayna imidroim. If you're speaking about one area tachas ha-ilon, you could say the tzofen side, the dorim side. Aber b'shnei mekoyim is l'shayach ha-ilishna, it's not tzofen and dorim, there's mokim raglov and tachas ha-ilon. That's not called min ha-tzofen and min ha-dorim. In one place, so you could say this is the tzofen of that place, this is the dorim, or in tubas under mokim mekoyim is to say b'mokim raglov or tachas ha-ilon. Let us see Taisus, afilo l'tachtav shel ilon le'motzi ozo. This is Rav. Rav holds that if it's a tacht of shilim motzi ozel, the mimokim raglov. So Rav holds the mimokim raglov akol daite. There he zicha doesn't want to be kain. The tachas ilon nami loikon. Lekach leyozes mim kain. Vim taima afektach taisvis bepeirik bakril ma arvin gabi nizgalgul chutz letchum. It was nizgalgul chutz letchum, and it's a sofik. It was nizgalgul. It was nizgalgul. Koydim beinish moshe solacha halayla. So it's a sofik if he was koydish visa with the erev. State sofik. Harei ze chamor gomel. So he's a chamor gomel. That means I don't know was he koydish visa where the erev was by the seif tchum, or maybe it was nizgalgul and he was koydish visa bebeisoy. V'yesh lemi beisa deruvay alpay. V'loy oma v'loy yosus mim koymoy. So for so there you see this svara. You see that the only rotzen not to remain bebeisoi is if he was kainish visa someplace else. If he wasn't kainish visa someplace else, he's zichen nichen to remain in beisoi. So why does Rav hold kainai? Zichen doesn't want to be kainai. There is also not kainai. There it's speaking about his be'iroi le'okar da'ite mi'iroi. So over there is ve'da'ite shim le'ikne shom shvisi she'le'itchum be'isai. But over here is be'derech, so be'derech is in the big yichesai v'sai, so here he could be oikar da'ite. Here is taka oikar da'ite. Here there's a greater hefset by iroi than by be'koymai ba'derech. But al-kaponim from Taisus Gufo, we see such a svore that there is a svore. If a person won't be kainish shvise someplace else, he wants his old mokim shvise, so it's not too gefellig what the Gaon Yaakov says on the second Lishna Achine of Shmuel. That was Shmuel's svar. Zog the Gemara weiter, daf nun nomad alof. Omar Rabbe, my time de Rav. What is the svar of Rav that Rav holds that he's not kainish shvise at all tachasilam? Mishum deloy mesayim asrei, because he did not specify where tachas ilon wants to be kainish visa. So Rashi, my time dera. Bishloy melishmul alishne kame mistavre milse. The mikol mokem kainish visa tachas ilon. Izicha was kainish visa. He said underneath the ilon I want to be kainish visa. Avalein onu yoidem eize daladam is kon. I don't know where he was kainish visa. Hilkach yode ala tachtein. So mamela, everything goes into consideration. He have a sofik was he kaine tzvainil dreime. Umbavsid me abo alovim kishir tachtav shililon. So that area that goes into the sofik that he loses. Balim did mikant, baidin loy mikant. Aba, what's the svar of Rav? And for the Gemara, mishum loisayim asre, vikivin the loisayim loikoni loimidi. Rav holds that if he didn't specify the mokim shvis, he's not kaine anything. Ve'ike da amrei, omar rabbe, my time at the Rav, not because the halacha is that you have to specify the mokim shvise. Mishum de kosovo, so the second shot Rav learned that what he said, tachtov, he wants to be kind of tachtov shel ilon, tachtov shel ilon, he means he wants to be kind of the whole tachtov. He wants that the Mokim Shvisa should be the whole area. He wants to have two Mokim Shvises on both extremes. So Memela in the Basachas, he wants to have two Mokim Shvises. So Memela zukt Rabbe, my time at the Rab, Mishim de Kosova, Kol She'enoi Bozeach Hazeh. Since if he would be kind, Nebidroi Moishalilam, so then later he can't be kind, Nebidzvoi Moishalilam. So Memela Bezeach Hazeh, you can't be kind to two Mokim Shvises. Zafila Basachas, Enoi, so Basachas, he also can't be kind to two Mokim Shvises. My binai, what is the difference if you learn the tam of Rav is because he holds you have to be mefaret the mokim shvisa, or if you learn the tam is als kol sheinu v'zecha zebabasacha seina, ike binayu, the oma, if he would have said, liknu li ba'arba amis migoishmoina. If he would say, clothed, I want to be kind, I don't want to be kind of the whole tacht of shalilam. If we will assume the tacht of Shalilun is eight amis, and he says, I want to be kind of four of these eight amis, either the tzofen four or the dorim four, and he didn't specify which four. Is memele, so the loch will be like this, but I only want to be kind of four. Is man, the yom amishim, the loy misayim, asrei. If you learn the tam of Rav is, because kol's man, it's not mevuro, the mokim shvise, so you can't, there is no such kinyan shvise. Loy misayim, asrei. So this also won't be good. I don't know, you didn't specify where you want to be kind of shvise. Dalid mitoiches, it doesn't tell me anything. It's not mevuro, the mokim shvise, so there's no such kinyan shvise. Uman the Yoma Mishim Kol Shainoi Bezech Azel Afu Babasach Asainoi Hai Ka Arba Amis Domi Doch Arba Amis Koma. Here he wanted only to be Koine Dalad Amis. He doesn't want to be Koine Eid Amis. He says Klo Dalad Mita Shmeine. So Memela, so here it will be good. Zogt Rashi, kol sheine bezeach hazeh, afilu bebasach haseinai. The kivin, the imsiyim, dalet tzfoynes. If he would have been mevarer and specified that he wants to be kind of dalet amis, betzfoynei shalilam, ein yochel achze boi livroir dalet dreimis, if this is his mokim shvisa, then he can have a different mokim shvisa. Lias loy shvisa kam vekam. Es ki oma nami kulu kechode, so if he would say, both together, it won't help. Bas achas is not a truth to something that bezeh hazeh, one is menaged the other. Arba minayu migoy tamni, lochi noket migoy tamni, lakamak mina beilon shiesh tachtov chesam. Zog toisvis andaf memtesam et beis. My time at the Rav, kol she'enoi bozeach hazeh, afilu bebasach haseinoi. Ushmuel, so what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds that he could be kind of tacht of Shalilo, obereise de lekamon de tanya kebosei, islohu de rabbe biyam, that means that this lomdus, this yesod of rabbe, kol she'enoi bezeach hazeh avilu bebas achas einoi, and he's not even koine one mokim shvise, he holds like rabbe. That means me'iker adin, in lomdus is eiskalten rabbe svore, that if bezeach hazeh, one is menaged the other, so bebas achas you also have this nigud in nanachal. V'hoche bitchumi mekilu, dein lahachma behem. He says, "Betchumim." He says, "You don't say this is a lomdus that Rabbi said. The Gemara's mefalpul in this lomdus. So memele betchumim ikilu and betchumim they said that bebasachas al kaponim one is chal. The ein loima. It's not mistava to say the pligi that you saw Shmuel and the Baraisa. Achaylik and the whole lomdus of Rabbi." The hoch amash melachayre dilchus and kishmul. From the sugya, we'll see later that we pass like shmul. Mid the dochik loy melibid the rav tanu apolik. Masnis on a mela we paskin like Shmuel, or masnis ne bepeg beis the kedushin, but mekadish isho bita, if a person's mekadish isho bita, loy metuk mela libe de rabbe, lamai de posi kosin kedushin shemesun labi avi kedushin. So if a mekadish isho bita would mean, he wants to be mekadish one of the two, he said, Klo, he wants to be mekadish one of the two, then one of the two would become mekadeshes. I it's kedushin shemesun labiye, so in halacha we pass kedushin shemesun labiye is habi kedushin, even though the kedushin does not bring a het abiye. So why does the Mishnah say ain't a mekudesh? So alkochav shat the Mishnah, he wants to be mekudesh both. He says both should be mekudesh, and the Mishnah says none become mekudesh. So we see klal from enough in the Mishnah that is such a svara of kol sheine bezeh hazeh bebasach haseina. Since you cannot be mekadesh bas ishtoi after she's ishtoi, so memeila bas achas, it also can't be chal. For oid yeshloim, the hoche sovar could be. So Tosotaisis wanted to say that the Emerson he holds the lomdus of Rabbi kol shen bezeh hazeh bas achas haina, he also agrees with. There's a svara be'erev and ikilu, they were makel be'erev, and that here you do say that one is chalal kapot. Va'oid yishloima da'och esova, kivin di amar shvisosi tachas ha'ilon. Since he said my shvisi should be underneath ha'ilon, v'ha'shvisi havi daladames, a shvisi is daladames, havi kilu amar liknali dalad migay tamni. So his whole shvisa means daladamis. So he specified claw that he wants to be kind of daladamis tachasil. He didn't say where it is. Umayde Shmuel b'meforish, but Shmuel himself will be made if he said b'feirish v'imish v'sosi te b'chol ches amish tachasil and the lekoni. Then he won't be kind of. The Shmuel learns Shvisosi Tachasila means Taladamis Tachasila. Obrais and Nami de Lekamon the Tov Irev Bishteiruchis Avol Gavnis Kavon LaArev Bishteiruchis Kachas Shloim the Cholam Arev Bishteiruchis Kachas Mesupiku Beliboy Vedaitishim Lo Yikne Lo Shvisa Shtein Yikne Lo Beachas Men Och Yave Erev Beachas Men. Yeah. Kol she'einoi bazeach hazeh, taisus vaita, afilu babas achas einoi. Va'oi meri, deloi domi l'tmuras oira ushlomim. What if a person says, tmuras oira ushlomim? So memele, so babas achas, it is chal. Afal gav delesa bazeach hazeh, isa babas achas. Babas achas, it is chal, kede isa bekeitzad marimim. Beperik sheini dezvochim. The hosom efsha lehiskayim shneim. Kedi oma hosom. The tirat shetistoi, vetimoche veyovi bid mechetsya oilo mechetsya shlomi. Avol hochi loikonu kol chesames. Vahiminayu maisis. The ikoni hani dalit, loikoni hani dalit. So Taisva says, as follows, he says that there are kol she'einoi bezeach hazeh bebas achas einoi is telling us a double chiddush. He says that both should be chal. That's poshut that both can't be chal because one is a stira to the other. So the chalais of one is zicha a stira to the chalais of the other. So that zicha can't be. But the chiddush of Rabbi was that one is also not chal, even though if one would be chal, if one would be chal, there's no stira. But that gufa that I want to make two, so that gufa, so there's a hisnagdis that each one is menaged the other, that nothing is chal. That is the real chiddush of Rabbi. That Rabbi said that none are chal. That bas achas has the din of zeach hazeh, and each one is considered keilu he zeach hazeh, and the other one is menaged that it shouldn't be chal against. That's the chiddush of Rabbi. But if we could have a hechetimtze, that both could be chal, so then the stam is no problem. So memela by tmuras oira, tmura shlomim, so both are chal, it'll be a tmura of both. It will be a tmura of both. There will be chatzi oira and chatzi shlomim, utimoche. So memela, so then if both could be chal, bebasachas both could be chal, so then there's no problem. The whole chiddush of Rab is when both can't be chal, is one chal. Avulochi loikoni kol chesamus. Here both can't be chal. So memela v'hai minayu maises. So Tosfos never say. So one should be chal. Which one should be chal? You have no right to say that one should be chal. Di koni hani dalid loikoni hani dalid. So that means that because each one is menaged the other one. So memela. So therefore non achal. When Mekadish Isha Ubita, Itofsi Gdushin Baha, Itofsi Baha, Chen Kolhani de Maise Besamach. The Peg Beis, the Gdushin, the Chen Kaim Lachi, Amufa Lachi Ben Adorim, it's also the same thing, but one is Menaga the other. Oit Pei Rishrit Hamacha, Vole Nisyashi, Vole Pei Rusha, Hida Nidor. Sok to Gemara Vaita. Gufa. Omar Rabbe. Kol davar she'inoi bazeach hazeh, afilu bebas achas einoi. That everything that if bazeach hazeh can't be chal, so bebas achas, nothing is chal. Eisvei abaye l'rabbe, so abaye es takashe te rabbe. We learned hamarbe b'maisrois, if a person was mafrish, instead of being mafrish a tenth, let's say he was mafrish a fifth. That means, let's say, he had five kabin, and he was mafrish one kab and the other four. So that's hamar bebemais rois, is peirois of misukonim. The peiris, the four, the chulun is misukin. Because the Meiser was chal. He said the whole kav should be Meiser. So the whole kav really can't be Meiser. Because Meiser is a tenth. He can't make a fifth a tenth. So Memele, so Abba Peiroisa Misukonim. So it says over here that a tenth is chal. Taka, a fifth can't be Meiser, but a tenth is a tenth becomes Meiser. Or Meiseroisa of Mikul Kolim. But the Meiser is Mekulkul. That means I don't know which is Tevil. That means if he said a whole Kav, he said this whole Kav should become Meiser. So the Meiser, so half of the Kav becomes Meiser. Half of the Kav doesn't become Meiser. So a tenth is Chal. So a tenth became Meiser. And the Peiris became Mesukin, because he was Mafrish, a tenth on those Peiris. And the other half is Tevil. If the Gemara if you're telling me that the Bas Achas, you have the snagdus of a Zech Hazeh, and that makes that nothing should be Chal. So let's look at this Kav. This Kav is, you have a half a kav, let's say if the kav and you will divide the kav and the right side of the kav and the left side of the kav. So if the right side of the kav became Maisa, so then the left side can't become Maisa. If the left side would become Maisa, then the right side can't become Maisa. So Mamela, each side is a menagid that the other shouldn't become Maisa. So that's why Bozeh Chazeh, one is menagid the other. One is chal. So we see you don't say your yisod that bebas achas you have the chesoron of zeachazeh. So it's a kasha and rabbi. Let us see Rashi. Hamar bebemaisreis echad michomish was echad michomish oy miches peirosav shesilik letzad ache chulen misukonime. Plus, it's easier with Echad Michomish. So there was four kabin, he was Mesalik, that's Mesukim. Avol HaMais Reishin Noisin LeLevi, but this kab that he's going to give to the Levi, Mikol Kolim Heim, Shrei Tevel Mu'urav Behen K'shenosan Kavashmini. That's if there was 1/8. He gave, there was 7 chulin, and then the 8th was maisa. Leichal shem maisa, el al haroi le maisa. Only a 10th becomes maisa. Vashar tevel, and the rest remains tevel. The maisa, behed ye omar rachmona shir echad mi asore. Maisa is 1 out of 10. Leidomi le trumishani tell us bayin yofe. Uba'ayin rabbe beinin is truma is fluctual. This, the truma you can make whatever shear you want. The betruma leksiv bo shear. So if you want to make a 50th, a 40th, a 60th, whatever you want, as long as there'll be shirayim, some emele, so whatever you want becomes truma. So there you can make truma whatever you want. But by maisi you can only make a 10th maisa. So here it says that in you said this whole kav should be maisa, and this kav is a 5th. So a 10th out of the 10th, which is in this 5th, will become maisa, and the other 10th is tevel. But why did a 10th become maisa? Neima kol she'inei bezecha zadilo have a mafresh maisa kilchos. If he would have been mafresh first, maisa kilchos. V'hodor shokol su, v'kor ye'elei shem maisa. Al chulin sheniskenu kvar, l'chayle alo shem maisa. That he would take the other half and he would say that this should be maisa. So it wouldn't become maisa. This can become maisa on that chulin. V'ashtename ki afresh haitu faino, Imaisa loylecho shem maisa. So the shem maisa shouldn't be chal. Afilu al haroi le maisa. That means even on the 10th it shouldn't be chal. Ki eichi di omer gabi shvise de loykoni arba minayu migoitmani. Just like you said by shvise, but even though 4 ames he zichi could be coin. For this, Vegan, if he said he wants to be kind of the whole 8 ames, some emailer, each one is menaged the chalais of the other one. Kilo yomar arba behedyes. Over here also, each half should be menaged. Each half, if he was mafresh a chaymish, so each half of the chaymish should be menaged the other half. And none should become maisa. And so why is it peroysof misukonim? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Shani Meiser, the Issa Lachatzoi. Meiser is different, the Issa Lachatzoi. The Ioma, Tigdish, Palge, the Chitzo, Kitcho. If he would say that a half of a Chita should become Mekudish, it will become Mekudish. Sokt Rashi, Shani Maisa, the Lahochi Peroisa of Misulkonim, you know why he said this whole 5th, this whole Kav, which is a 5th of the Tvue, should be Maisa. So yes, the Kashe, so how is it Chal Maisa? So the Lahochi Peroisa of Misulkonim, the Alkol Garger, the Garger Shelboy, Chal Hashem Olav. I want Taka on this whole Kav, and every garin of chite that I have in this kav should be chal kedushas maisa. Chal Hashem olav lefichesh ben aroi la maisa. So memele kegoin ifrish echot michamisha. He took a kav which is 1/5 of this former kav. That in this whole kav should have kedushas maisa. So taka every gargar has kedushas maisa kidesh kol gargar chetzyoy. So the half of each gargar became kodesh kedushas maisa. So fakir, I tans mit with what he said. He said in this the whole kav should have kedushas maisa. So I take his words and I say that's going to be like this. And the whole kav will be kedushas maisa. But it's not muchach that the whole gargar has to have kedushas maisa. I'll be mekayim his words in an oifen that they'll have a kiyum. I'll say that the each garin of this kav is kedushas maisa. How is that possible? So we say half of each garin gets kedushas maisa. Avogabi shvise lekel meimel. The Shaykh Bechol Tachtov Shalila. I'll say also the same thing, that in each Amma, a half Amma will have Shvisa, and half Amma won't have Shvisa. That means in the eight, I want to have Shvisa in the eight Ammas. We'll divide up the eight Ammas. The Arba Ammas Kadodi Binin. The Mokim Shvisa, you cannot breckle up. The Mokim, they have need Dalit Ammas Mokim Shvisa be Mokim Echot. And here you don't have a Mokim Echot. So Memele, so here you can't say it, but there I could be Mekayim Dvorov without any stire whatsoever. So therefore, there Dvorov is a Kiyam. Frag the Gemara weiter, vay Meiser Behema, frag the Gemara Akashe for Meiser Behema de Lesa Lachatzoim. Maisa behemah, you cannot make that half of, you have two behemahs coming out for the tens, you can't make like you made by Maisa. Means if two will come out of Basachas, you had nine, and then two behemahs will come out of Basachas. And I'll say, these two should be Maisa. So if it would be Lachatzoin, so I'll say, both will be Maisa, so each one will be a half Kaddish. So Mamela, so then it's good. So both will be your half Kaddish. But by Maisa Behemah, there's no such thing. Kol HaShayava, the whole Behemah has to become Kaddish. The Omar, Rabbe, of Yamarovim, Yotzu Shnayim Basiri, two Behemahs came out, Bimokim the tenth, and we'll say it's speaking about Efshel Tzamtzim. And it's, they both came out the tenth. The Koron Asiri. And he called them the tenth. He called that each one the Asiri, that they should both become Kaddish. But really you have a tenth and eleventh over here. So the loch is Asiri v'achad osar mu'urovim zeboze. So you have over here, both of them have a kedusha. One is a kedusha of Asiri, and one is a kedusha of Achadosa. But the kedusha is chal on both. Now before we see the teretz of the Gemara, let us see Rashi to understand what the Gemara's kash is. We skipped the Rashi. The Yom HaTikdish Palge Dechitze Kitche. Bahai, given the Afrish Kiflayim, since he was Mafrish a fifth, the Koro Oleo Shem Meiser, he said, on this fifth, this whole fifth should be Chal Kedushas Meiser, Keman the Yom HaTikdish Kolchitza Lepalge. It's Keilu, he said, that each Chite should be half Kaddish. So Mamela said, there's no problem whatsoever. You can't make lachatzoin. The iyomar chatzi tleze chule. Bachatzi maise leyomar klu. You can't do such a thing. Likodish lachatzoin. The chol asher yavet tachas hashavet asir yikodish omar rachmonim. So memele lachatzoim, there's no such thing. You can't make that a behemah should have a half a kedusha. The less enami bozeach hazeh, and also it's not bozeach hazeh. Sheim kol ola asiri asiri. What happens if the tenth one he called asiri? Ola achad osar asiri ein kodesh. So memele an eleventh cannot get a kedusha. But if he was koire both, asiri bebasachas, omrinom, the halach is as follows. The chad minayu maiser gomel. One is maiser gomel. Doma rabbe, asiri. Now how do we know one is maiser gomel? Doma rabbe. Asiri v'achad osor morovim ze bo ze. Now what does that mean? Asiri v'achad osor morovim ze bo ze means as follows. The chad minayu maisa. One of these two behemes, my maisa, this is the tenth. V'idoch havi achad osor shekori asiri. In the other one has a din of 11th that was called asir. Ve'ilo, now we're going to explain what is that. Ve'ilo ha'v'yodabe. Now Rashi explains where do we find that there's an achad also that's nikra asiri in heza kedusha. So Rashi says, ve'ilo ha'v'yodabe. If we would know klo, which is the 10th and which is the 11th. Keep going. Sheto v'koro la'asiri tshi. He called the 10th the 9th. Ula achad osar asiri. In the 11th he called the 10th. Kaimolon, so the loche is the asiri maisa. V'achad osar korav shlomi. Now this is not a svara, this we learn out from limudim. But let us understand this halacha. The limud in this halacha is as follows. That there was an asiri, that he was oiker, the shame asiri from that asiri. That means, mitzad kriyosoi, he called it a chi, and this kriya does something. Not, it doesn't do, that means, since in yesod, it is an asiri, so his kriya of chi does not make it oisasiri, but the kriya accomplishes so much that since he was oiker the shame asiri with his kriya, so if he'll be koire now the achad osar asiri, it will also, there will be a kedusha chal on this achad osar. Now he wasn't magdashit for shlomim, he said this should be asiri. So there was a kriya shem of asiri and an achad osar, and this kriya shem was after there was an akire mitzidai from the shem asiri, from the real asiri, because he called that she. So we learn that from a posik, that this kriya shem asiri and the yud aleph does something. It's called, the kriya shem asiri gives it a kedusha shlomim. So the din is, v'ilu havi yodabe, kigoin sheto v'koro l'asiri chi. If he would, he made a mistake, and he called asiri chi. Ula achad osar asiri. Kaim olom, ta asiri maisa, the asiri is maisa, va achad osar korav shlomim. The achad osar is din yishlomim ane. No ma ben shlomim la maisa, sha shlomim tunim smiche, unisochim, utunufes chazei vishoik, vniftim bimumo. That means after becomes a Baal Mum, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to be paid it first. Utmuros on kreve. Mashain came by Maisa. By Maisa, all these halachas don't apply. It's nechel b'mum. It's not nifte b'mum. There's no smichin. There's no nesachim. There's no tnufes chazei b'shoik. Now, so that is, so first Rashi is telling us what the halach is of an achad also sheniskad shayde kriyas asiri. God, this only happens when he called the asiri chi. Bal kaponim, so the halacha is that this achad osa gets a din shlomim. And the tenth one is kedushas maisa. Vahashto, now, that's the halacha. Now let us go back to what Rav said. Vahashto de koron bebasachas. So Rav said, when it was koron bebasachas, he called, here we have that both came out bebasachas. You hold Efshel at Samtze, and both came out of Basachas. V'lo yoda, now we don't know Hai Asiri Goma, V'hai Achadosa. I don't know which is the Asiri. Rav says, so what happens if it was Koire Shem Asiri on both? So Rav says like this, so one gets a Shem Asiri, and one gets a Din Achadosa Shenikra Asiri. And I don't know which one became the Asiri and which one is the Achad Osar Shenikra Asiri. So Memele, so what do you do? So Rashi says, Bo Tavayu Tnufes Chazei V'Shoik Usmiche, and you'll need Smiche. Rabbi Kivege Tzehim Tzu Ashar HaMelech, how could you make Smiche if the Meiser, there's no Din Smiche, so it's Avoyde Bekotshim. So the Shara Melech says, L'alocha we paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that Noshim Saim Chais Rishus, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that what the Torah said, B'nai Yisrael, B'loi B'nai Yisrael, means B'nai Yisrael are mechuyev b'smicha. B'nai Yisrael are not mechuyev b'smicha. But there's no chiyev, but L'maisa is not called Avodah B'kodshim. There's no chiyev to make smicha, but you could make smicha. So Memeila Zik Tashar HaMelech, so that we have a limud that Maisa, there's no smicha b'maisa. So it's also not that you're not allowed to make smicha b'maisa. There's no chiyev to make smicha b'maisa. But Al Koponim, if you make smicha, so it's not called Avodah B'kodshim. Al Koponim. So Memeila, so what will we do? So Rashi says, Bo Tavayu Tnufes Chazei V'shoik U'smich V'libi Oymer Zogt Rashi De'ein Ein Mevorech Ala Tnufa V'ala Smiche. Like this, you make a broch on Tnufa and Smiche. So here, one is Zicher Potter from Tnufa and Smiche, because one is Take Maise, the other one is Kedusha Shlomi. So a broch you won't make, the Lehevi Broch Levatola. It shouldn't be a broch levatola. Yeah, maybe you'll even one broch to make. You'll make a broch and you'll make tnuf on the other ones. Mustamatz a hefsekrashi holds. Und nisachim, what will you do with nisachim? Yavi nischei kolben echod al tnai. V'yomer im zeh shlomim you al zeh v'imlav yal chaveirim. Okay, that is now Rashi just went and explained the halacha that Rava said. He says, Rava said, Asiri v'achadosa muravim zeber zeh. Rava said that one has a kedushas maiser, one has a kedushas achadosa, shekoron asiri. Fine. But now, let's get down to the shail. What was the Gemara's kash? Alma, midachal, Shem Meiser Achad Minay. But now Rashi says we're going to ask Akasha, how can one become Meiser? Shema Mino. Aval Gav Deloi Kodesh Achad Oso. So we see from over here, Aval Gav Deloi Kodesh Achad Oso Im Koro La Asiri Asiri. Even though an achadoso cannot become kodesh im koro la asiri asiri, da havi asiri, ukro la achadoso asiri, afilo hochi ki koron bebas achas kodesh chad minayu basiri. So lechayre, so the kasha is, kol she'enoi boze achal zeh. So what is the kasha? The kasha is, if I would have called, you have here two behemoths. We have a one on the right and one on the left. So if I would have called the one on the right asiri, so then the one on the left can't, the no kedushas maaser chalad it at all. Because if the Asiri was called Asiri, so Memele, that makes that the Achad also cannot get any Kedushas Maiser. And if the left one was called Asiri, and the left one was the Asiri, so the right one can't get Kedushas Maiser. So each one is a stira to the other one, Bezeh Achazeh. So if you hold the yisod of kol she'enoi bezeh hazeh bebas achas einoi, that bebas achas we also have the hisnagdus of zeh hazeh, each one is menaged the other one. So the kasha is, Rashi learns on the asiri gufa. So how could the asiri be kodesh? How could the asiri be kodesh? You don't have an asiri over here. Yeah. And for the Gemara. The Gemara, Shani Maisa Behime. Maisa Behime is different. The Isa Bezeh Achal Zeh Betois. Maisa Behime is Bezeh Achal Zeh Betois. This not. Koro the Chihi Asiri. What is if you call the Chihi Asiri? Well, Asiri Chihi. Lachadoso asiri, shloshten mikadoshin. It's very interesting, the Rishonim Muchens, everything is learned out from Psukim, but the Rishonim Muchens, how did this come about? So they all tell an interesting story. Kora lechi asiri. That means the ninth one came out and they called it asiri. So someone screamed to him, Yankel, it's chi. Oh, chi. So he thought he meant that the next one he should call chi. So therefore he said, lasiri chi. So Mamele, so they listened. So then they called out and they said, no, asiri. So he thought, oh, he meant the next one he should call asiri. Lachadosar asiri. That's how this happened. How such a toys could come about. Because he was listening to someone else and didn't know how to follow instructions. I'll call upon him. So what is the Ika problem is to understand the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara answers, since the Issa Bezech HaZeh B'Toys, that means, if he made a toys and he called Asiri Chi, so the Achad also gets a kedusha, so the kriya shem of the achad osar is chal. So memele b'masachas is also chal. Now we have to understand pshat in the teretz. Zogt Rashi. Shani ma'isa b'heime. De ise b'zeach hazeh b'toys kegoy. Im toa ba'asiri v'kore chi. La'achad osar Asiri, Kodesh Achados. So the Achadosar is Kodesh. Mishum Kriyas Hashem. So you see, when, if there was a toys, the Kriyas Hashem of the Asiri, and of the Achadosar, so then the Achadosar gets Kodesh. Mishum Kriyas Hashem. The Kriyas Hashem is Mekadesh the Achadosar. The Korav Shlomim. It's Korav Shlomim. It's not. Beg Basra de Preures, Jafine Mikroi. Hilka. Ki koron kechot. So if he called both Asiri. Loima akib yudalef al Asiri, milochil olof shem gomo. So if he called both Asiri. So the Shaila was, why doesn't the other one shter that there shouldn't be an Asiri? Because that was the kasha. Why? How does this become an asiri? The other one should, since the other one is a potential asiri, so that should shter on this one. You say no. This one becomes an asiri. The other one is a yudalef. So ki koron kech lemaakev yudalef al asiri miloch alolof shem gomo. The yudalef gufe zimnin de kodesh bekriyas shem maisa. Ki goin heiche de koyel asiri shalafon of chi. Well, the rabbi beperk basra de b'cheires. Now, l'cheire, Rashi over here is very, very schwer to understand. The kasha was, we see from Rashi before, Rashi in two places, the kasha was, why did the asiri become an asiri? That was the kasha. The kasha was that the other one should prevent the asiri from becoming asiri. Now she says in two places, Amib the Chal Shein Maiser Achad Minayu. So the Raya was on the Asiri. Why the Asiri becomes Asiri? In Rashi is like also, Ilkech Ki Korin Ke Echol, Le Makev Yudal of Al Asiri Milochel. So the Kashi was, why the Asiri becomes Asiri? Why isn't the other one, which is also an Asiri, why isn't that Ma'akev that this shouldn't become Asiri? So what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara's answer is because an Achad Osar can be Chal Betois. So, what is the Teretz? We ask how the Asiri is Chal, and the Gemara answer is because Achad Osar can be Chal Betois. Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Nun Aleph explains it a little better. So, Rashi, Ki Heichi De Chal Shmoy Ala Tois. So you see that with the Kriyas Hashem is with a toys, that means there was an Akira betois, it was Oiker the Shem Meiser from the tenth one. And because of that, the Ischal a Shem Meiser on the 11th one. It's the Kedushas Shlomim, but it's not, it wasn't Magdashit for Shlomim. He called it Meiser, and the Shem Meiser gives it a Kedusha. So the Kriyas Shem of Maisa can shav dinim on this behime if there was a tois. So the Kriyashem could shav dinim on a behime even though it's not an Asiri. That's what we see. So Rashi ki hei chidechal shmoy ala tois. Ischal nami ki nofak yud aleph bahadei so hu adin. If a yud aleph went out with a yud, so ischal nami on the yud. V'loi hivsid o asiri eshmoi bekach. So the asiri also doesn't lose his name by having a yud aleph together with him. So Dach Sechmir, Pshat is as follows. The Lomdis of Kol She'enei Bezeach Hazeh Bebas Achas Einoi means that the Kriya Shem the Shem Meiser is Nigra because the other one, since the other one is also a potential Maiser, so this is Megareya the Shem Maiser. So since the other one could be Maiser, the other one could be a tenth, so that's Megareya that this shouldn't become a tenth. Even though you have one, that means that is the Chiddush of Kol She'ena Bezeach Hazeh Bebasach HaSeinu. The Chiddush is that the potential of each one makes that the other one shouldn't be chal. Since the second one could be a tenth, so the first one can't be a tenth. Mekadish Isha Obito. Since the Isha could be my wife, I made a Maisa Kedushin on her. So that makes that the Bita can't be my wife. And since the Bita could be my wife, that makes the Isha can't be my wife. So the potential chalois of each one is Magareya, the chalois of the other one. And nothing is chal. So the Gemara says, but by Maisa, you see, even an 11th one can become a 10th. That means this is mamish, an 11th one is a 10th. That means if al yedei tois, did he call the 10th the 9th? So the it surpassed a kriyash shem maiser on an 11th. So you see that you don't need a real 10th. In order the Shem Maisa shouldn't be Nitfas. An 11th could also be Chal. If Betois, there was an Akir Hashem from the 10th, even though it becomes Mamish Maisa. But that enables that an 11th could also get a Kri Hashem Maisa. So if Tois could enable a Kri Hashem, so the Bas Achas, it could also be a Kri Hashem. That means as follows, that Bas Achas Be'etzim, that's only a Stire, that means if you need a real tenth to be chal. So since the other's a potential tenth, so that's megareya that this can't be a real tenth because the other one could be a tenth. So memele, so feltmir in shem maisa. But since there's a miyuchidika halocha by maisa behime, that you don't need a real tenth for the shem maisa to be chal. A filu betois, it could be chal a shem maisa on an 11th. So you don't need a real tenth for the Shem Maisa. So if you don't need a real tenth, so then Bas Achas is not Megareya. Bas Achas is only Megareya when you need a real tenth. So Memele, the other one, which is a potential tenth, takes away from this. This can be the real tenth if the other one is a potential tenth. And so each one is Menaged the other. But if by Maisa there's a Halacha, you don't need a real tenth, so memele, so if you don't need a real tenth, so memele, so a potential tenth is not megareya, and that is the lashon of Rashi. So Rashi ki heichi dichal shmoi al hatois, just like a shem maisa could be chal al hatois on an 11th one, if there was an akire from the tenth. You called it that there was Akira Shem Maisa from the tenth. So Memele, that enables that it's Shaykh Hashem Maisa on the 11th, because this is called the tenth. Chal Nami Kinofik Yudhalid, Chal Nami, so Maisa is Chal on the tenth. Kinofik Yudhalid Bahadai, Yudhalid came Bahadai, The Asiri did not lose his name. It still has the shame Asiri, even though there's another one there. Because you don't need an emes attempt. If you need an emes attempt, so then, Basachas is Megareya, because maybe this is not the tent, because the other one could be the tent. But if you don't need an emes attempt, so Mamel it's good. And Uadin, Mistama, that is pshat, why the Achadosa is also Kaddish. Because the emes and an Achadosa is only Kaddish if Kore Kore Lasiri Chi. Here it wasn't Kore Lasiri Chi. He called Asiri Asiri. But pshat is, here you also have only a Babasachas. You don't have, he called both of them Asiri. So Memele, the whole thing that is Megareya, the Yudalev, because it's only a potential Yudalev. Because the other one could be the Asiri. So Memele, so here the Shem Meiser is Chal on both, and one gets a Kedushas Meiser, and the other gets a Kedushas Yudalev.